Well, before I start, let me kind of share with you a story on how I, as you look up the verses of Scripture, I just want to make sure everybody turn to that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through chapter 5, 1 through the 4th chapter. And I'll be speaking in Chinese today, and Elin will help me in doing it in English.
Can we all turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十六节到十八节，还有第五章的第一节到第四节。那我刚才说我有把那个卡送给一个人哈，John Graber 不是在介绍说要把这个卡去递给别人，去邀请别人来教会吗？
Early on, Mr. John Grable said that to give out the cards, and I raised my hands and said that I did so, and I gave out cards to people that I met this past week.
我跟你讲，这个事情实际上很容易就可以做到。我告诉你，我是什么时候给的。我带着我三个孩子到81街 Riverside 跟 Hemorrhage Park 那边去玩去。
Actually, the fact is really easy to do so. When I did it, I was with my three children, and we went down to 81st and Riverside to the park over there.
我三个孩子在那玩的时候，我看到那另外两个孩子一看也是东方血统的哈，两个孩子年纪跟龙跟龙威都差不多，他们也过来跟他们一起玩，然后我就开始在找他们的父母在哪里。
When I was over there, my kids were playing, and then I saw two other little young boys who were of the same race and also of similar age to my children, and then I started looking out for the parents to see where they were.
大家继续找那个经节哦，不要忘了，待会儿我们结故事结束，我们就要开始读经节了。帖撒罗尼迦前书四章到第五章的第四节。
And please continue to look up the chapter Bible, First Thessalonians chapter 4 through chapter 4 verse 16 through 18, and chapter 5 verse 1 to 4.
然后我就找他的父母，我看到那边有一个女人，那么我一看，像东方人，我就到那边去开始就用中文跟人家讲起来了。
And then from afar, I saw a lady there who was of Orient descent, and I started to have some small talk with her.
她看着我好像鸭子听雷似的，听不懂。
And then she looked at me with a really weird, bedazzled, facial expression on face, as if she didn't understand what I was talking about.
我马上就发现了，实际上她不讲中文的，我用英文跟她讲对话，一发现原来她是一个日本人。
So, and then I eventually found out that she didn't understand Chinese at all, and then I spoke English to her, and then I found out that she's actually Japanese.
但她两个孩子都不说日本文的。
But her two children don't speak Japanese at all.
只有她跟她的父母偶尔还讲日本文，因为她先生是个美国人。
Because her lady is, because her husband is American, so she speaks Japanese to her mother occasionally.
因为中文我说他没有分男女之间的区别，对不起。所以呢我就很快问说，那他是从哪里来的？他说是从纽约来的。然后呢我就说他不熟悉这周围的人吧，是不是？他说不是太熟悉，好像看不到太多的东方人。
So I asked her where she was from, and she said she was from New York. And then I started to ask her if she knew anyone around in Tulsa and whether or not she was familiar with this place. And she said, no, not really.
然后我就开始跟她介绍，这有华美协会，有亚裔协会，当然还有很多的教会了。
And then I started sharing with her, well, there's a lot of Chinese places around here where the Chinese people congregate, and also not to mention a lot of churches as well.
当然我作为牧师话不出三句话就马上讲到教会的事情来了。
And of course being a pastor, you know, after two or three sentences, I start preaching her about the church and stuff.
然后我就把我的卡给她呢。
And I handed her the card.
我们谈了一个多小时。
We talked about...
不是说我跟她谈一个多小时哈，就是说认识了她，小孩子跟她玩，然后时不时就跟她讲话认识的。
And it's not just like talking to her, like preaching to her, but more of getting to know her and to understand her situation better for that 1 hour.
Okay, 现在你们都找到那个章节了，而且下个星期知道怎么把卡送出去了，是吧？明信片。
Hopefully by this time all of you have found the chapter in the Bible and also you've learned how to give out cards to people that are around you.
Okay, 现在我们一起站立来读这个经节。
Let us stand and read the Bible.
帖前的第四章第十六节，我们来开始念哈。先跟我一起用中文念。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响， 那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主同永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此的慰藉。弟兄们，论到时候日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能够逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
Okay, let's read the English version. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the sound of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Now, brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, peace and safety, destruction will come about on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，实在把这特别的日子给您献上感谢。
Our Father in heaven, thank you for letting us be here together as we ordain, come and join you in the glories of this day.
这是一个特别的日子，因为我们再到你的面前来再一次领受你自己的教诲。
This is a special day because we come together to understand and to learn more about your words.
神，你实在是爱我们，你如此的爱我们，以至于将你的独子差到世上为我们的罪而死。
And Lord, we know that you love us so much that you send down your only Son to die for us.
可是感谢神，你没有让他就此一死，你更是让他从死中复活。
But Lord, we also thank you that you didn't just let him pass on like that, but rather you brought him back to life.
如今他站在天父你右手边上，在天上已经预备我们将来的住家。
And now Jesus is on your right hand side waiting for us, and he knows of his plans for us.
这是如何的盼望啊！我们实在是感谢赞美你。
This is what we really look forward to, and we praise you and thank you so much.
祈求神，你今天早上自己的言语跟我们交通，你自己的圣灵临到义林的身上，让我们两个人能如一的将你的信息传出。
And Lord, we pray that your blessings will come upon us so that the pastor and I would be able to speak as one.
我们这样祈求祷告，不配奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
All this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
刚才大家念到这个第四章结束以后，哎，我就听到好像有停顿的，第五章没有继续往下念。
Earlier on, when all of you were finished reading the end of chapter 4, I heard that there was a little pause before you went on to chapter 5.
那这很正常的，因为大多数人认为一个章节结束了就结束了，哎，怎么突然间又把下一个章节几节一起拿出来念？
This is very common nowadays because a lot of people thought, hey, the end of the chapter means that's the end. Why are we still reading on into the next chapter?
可是实际上在这个圣经的古的希腊文的文本上面是没有这个章节的啊，像我们在有第几章第几节的。
Well, if you look back to the origins of the Bible, in the original Greek manuscripts, which our Bible was translated from, there wasn't any chapter or verse numbers that separated each of these verses that we read today.
所以有些时候你一看，哎，这章节实际上区分开来了，实际上后面的意思要跟前面的章节结合在一起才清楚。
So in the Bibles that we read today, for example, like the verse, they are actually together, but because of modern times, we have separated to them. Therefore, these seems like they are two different, completely different matters.
实际上，对于我们中国人来讲，中国人的古人呐、啊，我们写古文，从来都是不打标点的，有很多段落也是不分的。
So just like the Chinese way of writing, a lot of times we don't put commas or periods where we need them to be.
关键是我们从小的时候就一直在学习怎么样画标点，在哪个地方画段落，学会理解这段文章这个段落它讲的是什么意思。
So ever since we were young children, we have been taught how to structure the sentences in a way that they make sense to people by putting the commas and punctuation marks at the correct places.
那么在这段经节我们所念它讲什么呢？它是讲到耶稣基督的二次来世。
So in the previous verse that we read early on, what is it talking about? It was talking about the second coming of Christ.
我们知道在神的千禧年前，在那个时间耶稣会来到这个世上。
It tells us also that in the pre-millennial return of the Lord Jesus, he will come back to earth and he will take over.
而且这里头他说他来到的时候会有呼叫的声音，还有天使长的声音，又有神的号角的声音。The shout and trumpet.
I'm sorry. And in the Bible, it also says that the shout when Jesus arrives in the second coming, the shouts and trumpets herald the arrival of visiting monarchs in New Testament times.
今早上因为我们要中文念，我没有时间预备给他英文的稿子，对不起哈。
Sorry about that.
那么他到来的时候，我们如果不看后面的几节的话，不知道他是什么时候来的。
So if we don't read into the last book of the New Testament Revelations, we really don't know when he's going to come.
实际上他在这里头讲到，他说论到第五章第一节，他说论到时候啊，这日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。
So it says in chapter 5 verse 1, Now brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
像贼一样是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be like a thief in the night?
意思就是说，你们谁都不知道他什么时候来的。
It means that none of you really know when he's going to come.
可是呢，他一定来。
But he'll be here for sure.
那作为我们基督徒有没有这样的盼望？
So as Christians, do you really have that kind of yearning for Jesus when he does come again?
我们真的知道他一定会来吗？
Do we really know for sure that he will be here?
如果他来的话，他什么时候来？
And when he comes, when is it that he will arrive?
在这一个事情上面，实际上是很关键的。你知道不知道神具体什么时候来？有些人就会给你预定说是有一个日期来的。
So...To some people, they're not too sure when exactly Jesus is going to come again, but other people will give you a certain date that he's going to come.
那这个呢，就是区分一个异教的一个主要标准，就哪一个宗教，如果他能够跟你讲说耶稣基督是某年某日某月会来的话，这是一个异教。异教就是cult.
So if any other religion is able to tell you the specific day and time that Jesus is going to come, you know that's not true because these are all just cults.
因为圣经是不是刚才给我们讲得很清楚啊？耶稣基督来是谁都不晓得的，他会像一贼来到你的家里一样。谁要知道有贼来，不早就预防了？
Because it's already said in the Bible very clearly that nobody knows when Jesus will come again. Therefore,whatever that they have told you, these cults people tell you, it's not true.
可是有些人他就装聪明，他说1992年7月1号，是世界的末日，有神会再来。
So some people are really smart and then tell you that, you know, in the year of 1997, you know, God will come again.
那个时候我记得听很多人讲说，这个南韩人很多人辞掉了工作，变卖了家产，什么事情都不做了，就整天到教堂里头去祷告祈求。
And I've also heard rumor that a lot of people that quit their jobs, they simply don't do anything but just go to the church and pray and wait for the arriving of Jesus.
那后来又有很多人讲97年好像这时间过去了，可能会不会是2000年1999年12月31号晚上。
So and then when 1997 has passed, a lot of people thought, hey, maybe it might be in the year 2000 that he'll come again, or maybe it's the year 1999, 31st of December that he'll arrive.
现在又过了快两年了，所以很多人可能还记得吧，那个时候 Y2K 的这个影响。
It has been already 2 years, but I believe a lot of people still remember about the scare of Y2K.
我还记得那个时候小梅跟我讲说， 我们俩在商量，说到底我们要多加点汽油啊，买一些水啊，多就存点食物啊，在家里头。
I remember my wife was telling me that we should maybe, you know, fill up the car with more gas, buy more water, and buy more supplies and stock them up at home.
啊，我真的是不信，可是好像人人都这么做，你不做好像也不太好。
I really didn't believe it, but it seems like everyone around me was doing that, and it seems a little bit weird if I didn't follow what they were doing.
可是我要告诉你。
But I tell you for sure that if anyone can tell you the exact day and time that Jesus will arrive, this man or this person, this group is definitely a cult.
但是同时，我们作为基督徒来讲，我们不知道这个时间，我们想不想知道这个时间？
But as Christians, although we don't know when Jesus will arrive, but are we curious to know?
要知道，圣经里头在这个马太福音的第二十四章二十六节啊，这里头有特别的在讲，我在，哎呀，看到，马太福音，他这里头讲到就是说，没有一个人知道，三十六，三十六节。 36节啊，这里讲到他说，当那日子那个时辰没有人知道，这天上的天使也不知道，啊，子也不知道，唯有父知道，哦，唯有天父才知道。你看这日子是多么神秘。In
Matthew chapter 26 verse 36, it says, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." So that shows how secretive this whole mission is.
但是我们如果不知道这日子，我们如何来预备呢？第四十四节里头讲到，44节说，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。So
since we don't know when he's coming, but yet we still must be ready because in Matthew chapter 24 verse 44 it says, "So you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him."
啊，这里说你预期不到的，你像Tony和Gigi他们有一个孩子，他们一产期是知道的，所以他知道什么时候这孩子要出来了，他们是事先做好了预备来迎接这孩子。This
is a very sudden thing in regards to Christ. It's not like Gigi, because when they had the baby, they knew when the baby would come and they had the time to make necessary preparations for it.
但是在这里头讲到，他说这个日子想不到的时候，人子就要来了，可是呢，你们就要预备好。 这意思就是说，你时时刻刻都要预备好。哎，说不定他这个时候就来了，我们也不知道。It
says in the Bible that you must always be ready. Therefore, what does it really mean? It means that, you know, you have to think as if he's going to come right there and then at this moment. So you have to be on your toes all the time.
有些时候我也巴不得像那些其他的异教一样想一个日子，哇，这一天一定下来以后，可能就是世界上福音复活正兴的时候。
So sometimes I think, you know, what's going to happen when Jesus comes? Maybe this is the day that, you know, revival will take place and sweep the world.
可是我知道，如果我这样做的话，就是错误的。But
I know that if I think of it this way, it's a mistake.
可是我们一定要时时刻刻地预备好耶稣基督的来世。But
we must always be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ.
这是我们作为基督徒的一个最大的盼望。This
is one of our greatest rewards as a Christian.
那么如何做好预备呢？在使徒行传的第一章第八节到第十一节也有这样子讲。So
how do we prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ? In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 to 11 it says so.
他说，但圣灵会降临在你们的身上，你们就必得到能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
It says there, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
到这些地方去做什么？去做我的见证。
And so what do you do in these places? You go there and preach and be my witness.
接着第九节，他说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被提上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
In chapter 9, I'm sorry, in verse 9 it says, "After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight."
当他往上面去, 忽然间就有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么还站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
And they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
诶，有一天我们也会像他一样就被提升天。
So one day we will be like Jesus going up to heaven.
而且这一日子是一定要来临的，只是我们不知道什么时候。
And this day will definitely come. The only thing is that we don't know when.
但我们不需要去知道，因为神只有天父，唯有他知道。
But we don't need to find the answer because only the Father God knows.
但我们的责任是什么呢？我们先要到耶路撒冷，然后我们要到犹太全地，然后我们要到撒玛利亚。然后我们要到地极去为他做见证。
So to prepare for this, we have to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to all ends of the earth.
所以这就引出了今天的话题。那我们的开头，我们的起端是在耶路撒冷。
So this brings us back to the whole focus of the story, saying that the beginning will start in Jerusalem.
我们所说的指的耶路撒冷是什么地方呢？
And when we say Jerusalem, what exactly are we talking about?
我们经常就想到了以色列，还有说以色列人，或者以现在很多人都称呼的叫犹太人。
When we talk about that, we talk about the Jews and the Jews that are currently today known as the Israelites.
我们知道最早的时候，神选择了以色列人作为他的选民，然后要带领他们，要用他们作为人类救赎的工具。
In the Old Testament, Jesus, God chose the Israelites as his chosen people, and it was them that he blessed and wanted them to spread the word.
可是这以色列人呢，跟我们当今世代的人没有什么两样，都是背逆神的，都是不去顺服神的。
But the Israelites today are no different from us Gentiles, because today they do not exactly follow the words of God truly.
这里有挺热的，所以我很感谢大家都到这里来，今天没有空调。
It's really hot in here, so I'm really grateful that all of you come and just sit silently and listen to me preach.
但是在耶稣来世的时候，你记得他那个时候是没有空调的吧？
All of you remember that when Jesus came, you know, and when he preached, they had no air conditioning as well.
所以我谢谢你们每一位今天有这个时间，在这个时候没有空调的情况下，也愿意来接收听听耶稣对我们有什么话讲。
So I'm really grateful that, you know, under today's circumstances where we do not have any AC and it's being summer and all, that all of you are still willing to be here to listen.
回过来再讲以色列人的故事。那个时候他们在差不多公元八世纪的时候开始分成两个王国。
So back to the story, back in the early days, you know, Jerusalem was split into two kingdoms.
然后其中呢，这样到这个流放被掳这个时期，就 Israelic period。流放被掳这个时期之后，公元八世纪，公元前八世纪之后，就分成了两部分。那么一个是以色列人，一个是犹太人。实际上，以色列人在这里头过来的时候，已经很少人幸存下来。
So it was probably about the 880s, or maybe around Ezekiel's time that, Ezekiel's time that Jerusalem was split into two kingdoms, one being the Israelites and one being the Jews.
Uh-huh. Right, they are two tribes from the Israelites, and then the Jews are the descendants from the tribe of Judah. The Israelites, which is part of the Israelites. Okay, yeah, thank you. 那么我们都知道，这个从那个时候犹大省啊居住下来，便雅敏实际上是 Benjamin tribe， 便雅敏下面的几个人是这个流放被掳时期之后幸存的一些人，这些人住在犹大省之后就成了犹太人。
So it was after that there was another tribe that came out, the Benjamin tribes, and it was after them that.The Israelites we know today are formed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The because this is rather complex, so let me explain this also. Today's Jews are the people that have gone through the exilic period, and only a few of the people from the tribe of Benjamin, which is one of the tribes of the Israelites, that actually went through and survived the exile, and they went and lived in Judah. And those people that live in the province of Judah are now referred to as the Jews. Okay? Anyway, 所以呢, 这个犹太以色列人很长时间人们一直在辩论谁是以色列人谁是真正的犹太人。
So for a long time now, people have been debating who are the real Israelites and who are the real Jews.
有些人说只有是犹太人他自己血统生下来的传下来的才是真正的犹太人。
And so some people say that only those who adhere strictly to traditions and to all customs of the Jews can be known as Jews.
可是我们知道很多人实际上说这些伯夷的这些 converted 的人啊 the Gentile converted 伯夷的犹太教伯夷成为犹太教的人也可以叫犹太人。
But some people also say that those Gentiles who have converted themselves to adhere to the principles and to the traditions of the Jews can also be called and termed as Jews.
那么还有一些人更讲进酒一步说只要是通过文化上面的遗传他们呢也可以是成为犹太人就像比如说咱们在我们的二代渔民像我的孩子他出生在美国比如他们是中国人但他们是美国人就像这样通过文化也可以成为犹太人的。
And also some people say migration plays a part because just like my family, even though we are Chinese people, but my children and my descendants who live on here in America will be considered as Americans but and not Chinese people.
所以这也是一个说法就是说什么人是犹太人。
So this is also another saying on who are the Jews.
那么我们今天不是要来区分，目的不是要来区分，说究竟谁是犹太人，谁是以色列人，这不是我们的主题。
But the topic today is not to debate who are the Israelites and who are the Jew people.
但我们要讨论的主题是为什么犹太人在圣经里头有这样一个重要的地位。
But rather we want to talk about why did the Jews have such an important place in the Bible.
我们知道耶稣他本身是我们今天称为的犹太人。
We all know that Jesus is a Jew himself.
在约翰福音的第四章二十二节也说，我们的救恩是在从犹太人当中得到。In
John chapter 4 verse 22, it says salvation is of the Jews.
可是我们知道，很快讲到这个救恩实际上不是只给犹太人。But
we also know now that salvation is not only meant for Jews today.
因为保罗在他 公元初世纪的时候，他刚开始在大马士革接受了被神的感化，他接受开始是宣扬福音的时候，他的一个重要的目标就是要向这些一般人传教。If
all of you remember the story of Paul, you know, on his conversion, on his way to Damascus one day, he converted and he gave his life to Christ, and because of that, he spread the gospel onto non-believers as well.
正因为如此，他开始特别热心的来宣扬神的福音。正因为如此，他开始。
And because of that, because of his conviction, he prepared that his gospel should be preached first to the Jews, and then he made some converts among the Jews.
他开始找到，实际上有在很多不是犹太人当中也有敬畏神的人。And
he found that besides the Jew people, there were others of the Gentiles that also prayed to God.
所以把他们转换成信犹太教的人，称他们为可以做犹太教的人，就是Judaism。
So he decided to preach to them and hopefully convert them into Judaism.
哇，犹太人很不高兴他这样的宣法，他们简直就是要把保罗给杀了。And
so the Jews reacted violently against what Paul was doing, and then they attempted to take his life.
因为保罗 正因为这样子，越是逆着他做，他越是感受到神真的是有这个新约的福音是这样的外邦人教的，所以他全身心的投入去做更多的非犹太人的宣教事工。
Because of this conviction, Paul decided to turn all his efforts towards the Gentiles and the non-Jews, and eventually to people like us.
那么我们说犹太人啊，经常是用叫做神的选民的代名称。
And we know that the Jews are actually just a name to represent the group of people who practice Judaism.
那么对我们像中国人就是在这个外邦人当中的一部分。
So to us Chinese people, we are actually just like a Gentile who is not part of the group at all.
但我要讲的这个中国人也不是只说在外邦人只有是中国人，因为中国人的定义也很复杂。
And when I say Chinese, I'm not just saying people from China, because Chinese people we have our own pretty confusing background as well.
那中国人有大陆来的中国人，有海外的中国人，像台湾的、香港的、马来的、印尼的，这些很多有中国文化传统的也都是中国人。
Because when we talk about Chinese people, we talk about Chinese people who come from mainland China, from Taiwan, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Indonesia, and all these places.
但我讲这个意思是说，我们今天把这个民族选择出来，我们来讲一讲，在这对这些外邦人神的心意是什么。
So when we talk about being a Gentile, we talk about what exactly God has in store for us.
因为我们知道说耶稣会一定再来世，那么我们要预备他的来世，要事先做我们的工作，也就是要预备他的再来。他再来是为谁？为犹太人是一部分，但是他来也为中国人，对一般人。
So we know that when Jesus comes again, we have to be prepared for him. And one of the reasons why he came back is not partly is because for the Jew people, but also mostly for us Gentiles as well, and the non-believers.
他来是为所有信奉耶稣基督的人。
He comes for all those who believe in him.
今天里头还有很多的章节讲到他来究竟是怎么样来，我们提升是怎么样被提升。
And we'll also talk about how he will come down to earth, and how exactly will it be that how we will be resurrected in the end together with him.
实际上这里头讲到就好像这个在座的突然间耶稣基督来的时候你周围边上的人都走了，你没有走就当麻烦了。
It's just like now all of you in a congregation right now, and if Jesus comes and suddenly people around you will be gone, and when you look around and you find that you're the only one around, you know you're in trouble.
而我们不要那样的事情发生。
And we don't want such a thing to happen.
但是这话不是在吓唬你的。
But I'm not saying this to scare you.
因为这个事实这里头是有一个说法的。
Because there is truth behind these words I speak.
让我用这样一个例子跟你讲。约翰福音的我在讲这经节之前先跟你讲个例子。你比如说你到某一个地方去旅游，然后你要居住在一个地方，你是不是先要去订个宾馆？
Before I read the full scripture, let me give an example. If you go somewhere out for a holiday, don't you have to book a hotel room in advance?
那么你这个预订的时候经常还要再有一个确认，不能只是说预定 book a hotel, you need confirmation.
And you don't just reserve a room in a hotel without giving confirmation number or giving them a confirmation call again.
那么神他自己就预先预备好，他说我在约翰福音的第一节到第三节说，约翰福音第十四章第一节到第三节说，他说你们心里头不要忧愁。你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里叫你们也在那里。
In John chapter 14 verse 1 to 3, he says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I'm going back there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
神首先在他宏大的救恩计划里头，他说我原来只选了犹太人、以色列人，可是我现在要让他放宽到所有世上的每一个人。
In God's original plan, He only reserved rooms for people who were of His chosen ones. But now, He has opened up that scope so wide that it will include all those that believe in Him, including us Gentiles.
任何一个人都有平等的机会，同样的时间来接受他。
All of us have an equal chance of getting to know Him and also being saved.
他可以为你们每一个人都预定一个房间。
He can reserve a room, a place in heaven for each and every one of you who believe in Him.
可是呢，你要来确认定这个房间。
But you have to be the one who actually give Him the confirmation that yes, you want it.
神说在天堂上面，我在这预备了许许多多的房间。
He says, and in my Father's house there are many, many rooms.
你们每一个人都有一个房间，已经给你预定了。
And each and every one of you already has a room that is being reserved.
你愿意确认这个房间是你的吗？
Are you willing to confirm that you know you will accept this room that I have already prepared and going to offer to you?
神在他这宏恩的计划、宏大的计划当中，特别又看到我们在座的每一位。
In God's great and marvelous plan, He has already put each and every one of us as part of it.
他不要求我们做很多的事情。
He doesn't expect us to do a lot of things.
他只要让我们认识到自己有罪。
What he wants us to do is to acknowledge that we have sin and that we are willing to repent of sin.
我们有罪，我们需要耶稣基督来洗净我们的罪。
And because we have sinned and we are sinners, we need Jesus Christ to come into our lives and to cleanse us.
当我们接受他作为我们的救主的时候，我们心中从此有一个永恒的盼望，随时希望等待耶稣的再来。
And when we accept Jesus Christ, we know that in our hearts and our minds that we have a hope, and we also look forward to His second coming again.
我们那一天就会被提升。
And it's on that day itself when He comes, we will all rise up to heaven with Him together.
可是同时神给我们一个很大的诫命，就是说你要把这个信息、把这个福音要传遍地极，让任何一个人、每一个人都有机会听到这个福音。
But in order to be that way, He gives us a very big condition, and that is we have to go forth and spread the gospel and spread His words and be His witness.
我们知道我们所有的时间不多了。
We all know that we don't have much time left.
因为他说他来是很快就来，soon.
Because it says in the Bible that when Jesus comes again, it will be soon.
是什么时间我们不知道，可是随时随刻他都可能会来。
When, the time and details, we don't know, but we know that definitely He will be here again.
你还有你的家人，你还有你的朋友，你还有你的亲戚，你还有你的同事，你还有你的朋友。还没有接受主的吗？
And you know that you have friends around you, neighbors, family members, and people around you that are close and dear to you that might not have been saved yet.
他所要给你的是爱。
All that He wants to give you is love, and you know that His love is everlasting.
我们不能够忘记他给我们的大使命。
We must not ever forget this big condition and big command that He has given us.
所以我们待会儿一起站立来做这个呼召的时间，祈求神自己的圣灵在你们心中做工。
So later on when we stand up to pray
for invitation,
I would like to invite those people who would like to come forth in front and pray to do so.
请你知道神真的是在他的心意当中爱你每一个。
And know thatIn Jesus' heart, He really loves and treasures each and every one of us.
他巴不得每一个人都确认这个房间在天上有我们每一个人的份。
You know, he just can't wait for us to confirm with Him that yes, we are willing to do so and to enter the gates of heaven and to just be with Him.
我邀请你到前面来接受这个确认。
I invite you to come forward and to receive this salvation.
同时我也为你们这些信主的人有提出这样一个挑战，为什么我们要把那个明信片去传给边上的人？
And to all those believers, I want to issue a challenge today, and that why is it we have to go and hand out those white cards?
我们要为每一个人提供这样的机会，让他们了解耶稣基督是爱他们。
We have to create an opportunity and a chance for other people to know that how much God loves them.
你有这样的心智，有这样的觉知，也请你到前面来。
If you have such a thought and such a will, please come forward as well.